Jordan. Boyce looking to take the world of darts by storm. Jordan, thanks for calling down.
No bother.
So where are you at your career now? You're a young thrower, but you're already doing really, really well. You got to a final at the Lakeside last year. Tell us about that. Was that the peak up to that point of your career, do you think?
Yeah, so far anyway, like, but I've recently got a deal with Unicorn Darts and I'm heading to Q School now next week, which is in Wigan.
And that would be to get onto the PDC tour, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, which is that seen, from my perspective, right, you know, when I'm watching two fellas in the BDO, mm-hmm. half an hour later, both of them are on double one. But it's not that bad, and I enjoy it, and I've watched loads of the, it's on Channel 4 now, loads of the coverage, but there's a big gap, isn't there, between the BDO and the PDC, or at least that's how a viewer sees it. How do you as a thrower see it?
Definitely, like, the PDC, it's a lot better at the moment, and but more or less all the players have to head through the BDO first, and then they would normally change over to PDC. Mm. But it's just whatever you want to do, and at the moment I'm heading to PDC now. But last year I played in the BDO, which was an unreal experience.
Like, and a brilliant honour too. As I say, most of the big players now, that's where they started, isn't it?
Yeah.
So in terms of, you know, staying at the top of the game, I mean, you must have to put a load of practice in, do you?
You have to practice day in, day out. Like, it's a lot of hard work, and to see the hard work paying off and then that's what you play for.
Mm. But I would say one of the biggest challenges is sort of taking what you're doing on a practice board and then getting up on a stage, you know, and with all the razzmatazz that goes along with it now and what have you. Is that one of the more difficult things?
Yeah, it's hard, like, but see, whenever it pays off, it's a great feeling, like,
yeah,
to be up there and knowing that what you've done on the practice board's paying off up there.
So ahead of the BDO final last year, the youth final, did you know going into that you were, you know, you were hitting the mark when you wanted to hit it? You know, can you get a sense that you're in good form?
Yeah, heading over, I felt confident on the way that I was playing. And whenever I got up there, I felt perfect. Like, I was nervous in the first set, naturally enough.
Mm.
And then once I got up there, I settled down.
Because the arm, I presume, starts tightening. Anyone who throws darts, even for the local pub team, you know, you'll know when there's a few lads and ladies watching, the arm can tighten up on you a little bit.
Definitely, like, there's a lot of pressure up there.
Yeah, but, and I would say, Jordan, too, that experience, though, once you've done it, you know, so the next time you're up there, it's already in the bag, kind of
thing. The next time, like, it'll be a lot easier.
Yeah.
I'll know what they expect whenever I get up there.
And once you're over there too, you're mixing with, you know, a lot of well-known people, both at the youth level but also at the senior level, which also is going to help, presumably.
See, whenever you're in with the players and chatting to them, like, I would take in everything, listen to what they have to say and take advice from them.
What about practicing? Do you need someone sort of, I presume it helps if you're practicing with someone, do they have to be pretty good to sort of keep pushing you on, or are you playing the board all the time, even when practicing?
Kind of, like, if you're playing with somebody that's good, it'll help you as well. It'll help you play better in practice, like, because if you're, like, practicing by yourself, you're just throwing at the board non-stop, and, like, it isn't really helpful. What helps you, like, but it isn't.
Yeah, are you a slow thrower or quick thrower?
No, I'll be fast thrower.
Super fast, yeah?
Oh, fast enough, am I?
Van Gerwen fast?
Near enough.
Very good. I always feel, though, watching it, you know, guys that throw very fast, like Van Gerwen, but he's a machine, he doesn't miss. But if you're a wee bit off, you know, are you likely to miss more throwing quicker, if you know what I mean, or do you need that rhythm?
It depends. Like, I would rather throw fast, like, because once I'm in the rhythm, then everything seems to go on for me. But see, if I take my time, they would sort of head wayward and go everywhere, sort of. But some people, just depends what you like, and some people are really slow and some people are really fast.
And one thing too, I noticed watching on TV, and some play up to it a little bit too, is a fast player against a slow player. Now, it's brilliant if you're up, I presume, someone that's banging them in 4.5 seconds as well. But if you're playing against a slow player, is it easy or difficult to maintain your focus?
It's a lot harder, like. Yeah, definitely. But
don't give too much away now, because you don't want people knowing how to exploit something or
but,
other.
But see, whenever you're playing against somebody, that's just how you take your time and wait behind the player and take your time. Focus on your own game, that's the main part. But, like, it wouldn't really bother me. I don't mind who you play, I wouldn't.
How did you get this Unicorn sponsorship? Of course, Unicorn is one of the most synonymous yeah. names with professional darts. So it sounds, I presume they don't dish these out willy-nilly.
No, there's a thing on Facebook I seen in October or something. I sent away a video application and they got back to me, and then I headed over to Nottingham for the day thing, and they signed me up on the contract then.
Brilliant, because, you know, we need a new... I mean, we've got Gurney doing great stuff in Derry and all, but, you know, from that company's perspective, they've got reps all over Europe. We need
massive.
A bit of new young talent coming through from a Republic of Ireland perspective, I think.
It was massive to get that. Like, it's a big help, but it'll help me now in the future.
Yeah.
It's going to lay me out now for the next 2 years, so...
But it's not simply they don't give you free darts. I presume there's more to it than that, is
there's
it?
A lot more to it. Like, brilliant. They're helpful, dart boards, whatever you want, sort of.
So you go to Q school now. Now I hear, and now I hear some of the guys that, you know, have slipped outside the rankings. Some of the big names, even in fact, with the PDC, and they're going to Q school, or they have to go back to school. Is this the same thing?
They'll be heading back there, yeah.
Right, so you're going to be playing against some big names too.
I'll be playing against them. They'll be all good players there.
Yeah.
And but I feel confident that if I bring my A game, I'll give it the best shot I can.
And it's bound to bring you on.
Definitely. You playing know, against the good players.
Yeah.
What point you're playing against them, and it'll bring you on eventually. Like.
Mm. So what about representing the county, representing the country? Does that form part of 2017 as well?
It depends. If I get the Turkyard at Q school, I can't play for county here.
You can't?
No, because it's PDC, I have the Turkyard. But okay. But if not, I'll be playing with the county team this year.
Mm.
Made the men's team this year, so...
Very good.
A good thing to get to.
Okay, so... What's 2017 going to bring then?
Hopefully a lot more success.
Yeah. You're going to have to put a bit of weight on. You're a bit light for a darts throw, right? I wonder too, you know, you see some of these brilliant young players coming through, and maybe they have a great sort of get to the second or third or fourth round or something of a major competition, and then they sort of seem to slip off the radar. I wonder why that is.
Probably just confidence and... They've probably let it go to their head, sort of. But seeing the backing from your family and friends, you have to have the backing, like. And that's, like, people have to, like, the support that I had in the way every time was immense.
So, just finally then, as it relates to Q school, how does that format work? Like, is it a top certain amount of players then go on to the main tour?
The last four, there's 4 days of it, and it's the last four on each of the days. Get the Turkyard, and then there's a points system, and I think it's 8 of them.
Well, listen, we wish you the best of luck. What do you think of there are some people, you know, like the quietness of the way it used to be, you know, respect when the darts are being thrown and what have you, but it seems now the audience are as much of the tournament
part of it,
but at the same time you wonder how many of them actually, thousands and thousands of them every week, but you wonder how many of them are actually there for the darts. Does that bother you? Does it excite you, or do you have an opinion on it?
Not really, it wouldn't bother me. Like, it's they're there and you just have to get on with it.
Yeah,
it's like whenever you played at the Lake side, it was a lot quieter than the PDC, but it's part of the game, like. And
we saw actually with it's Darren Gurney, isn't it?
Yeah,
we saw
Daryl,
I beg your pardon. We saw with him when he kind of let the audience get a little bit too involved in his matches, and it was just like, oh no, don't, Daryl.
Yeah.
You know, they got onto it straight away, but fair play to him. He knows it's part of the game, and
he reacted to it, and then he apologised and all. So
yeah, fair play. No, he seems like a lovely fella, and I think he's going to be another. Big name, hopefully along with yours. So, what is it, 2017, and then hopefully 2018, a big year on the main tour then?
Massive, so hopefully I can progress.
And you're 16, is it?
17.
17. So, you know, you need, as you say, you need a bit of support from the family and stuff. You know, there's other things perhaps you could be doing.
Yeah, the support from my family and friends, massive.
And, of course, Unicorn, which is an astonishing endorsement to get. Well, hopefully... we'll be talking to you into the future, making massive waves on the telly and what have you.
Hopefully, I know that's my aim, to get up there on the big stages.
All right, and Deal College, what do your friends think of what's going on?
Well, they're happy with how I'm doing, and I and Deal are backing me as well, like the principal and all, is very helpful. So
brilliant.
For the days.
It's very exciting times. Hopefully, that final. which sadly you lost, but hopefully that final is the first of many, many more to come on the big stage. And we thank you so much for coming in at all.
No bother at all.
All right, fair play to you. That is Jordan Boyce there from Newtown Cunningham.